In a world filled with challenges and seemingly insurmountable odds, there exists a timeless story that speaks to the heart of faith and divine intervention. Imagine facing an overwhelming enemy with only a handful of men at your side, yet emerging victorious. This is the story of Gideon and his 300 warriors, a narrative that defies human logic and showcases the mighty hand of God. Stay with us as we unravel this incredible account, which promises to inspire and renew your faith. The story of Gideon begins in the book of Judges, chapter 6. Israel was under the oppression of the Midianites, and the people cried out to the Lord for help. In response, God chose Gideon, a humble man from the tribe of Manasseh, to deliver Israel. Gideon, full of doubts and insecurities, questioned God's choice. But God reassured him, saying, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." Judges 6:16. This divine assurance set the stage for a miraculous victory. Gideon needed confirmation of his calling. He asked God for signs, and God patiently complied, proving his power and presence. The famous fleece test, where Gideon laid out a fleece of wool and asked God to make it wet with dew while the ground remained dry, and vice versa, demonstrated God's willingness to strengthen Gideon's faith. These signs were not just for Gideon, they were for all of Israel to see that God was with them. Despite his initial hesitations, Gideon obeyed God's command. He built an altar to the Lord and destroyed the altar of Baal that his father had erected. This act of obedience was dangerous as it angered the townspeople, but it was necessary to purify Israel from idolatry. Gideon's courage in the face of potential backlash showed his growing faith and trust in God's protection. As Gideon prepared for battle, God told him that his army was too large. To ensure that Israel would recognize the victory as God's doing, not their own, God instructed Gideon to reduce the number of soldiers. From an initial 32,000 men, the army was first reduced to 10,000, and then finally to just 300. This drastic reduction highlighted the theme of reliance on divine power rather than human strength. God's method of reducing Gideon's army was a profound test of faith and obedience. Initially, 22,000 men left when given the option to go home if they were fearful. Then, God further reduced the number by having the men drink from a stream, selecting only those who lapped the water with their hands to their mouths, 300 in total. This method ensured that only the most vigilant and faithful remained, those who trusted in God's promise of victory against all odds. This smaller number made the odds seem impossible from a human perspective. Yet, it was precisely what God intended. By doing so, he removed any possibility of Israel claiming victory through their own strength or numbers. The story teaches us a crucial lesson about trust and reliance on God's power in our lives, reminding us that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. 1 Samuel 17:47. The drastic reduction of Gideon's army was not just about numbers, but about fostering complete dependence on God. This principle is crucial for us today. Often God places us in situations where we must rely solely on His strength, stripping away our resources to build our faith. When God asked Gideon to reduce his army, it was to show that victory does not come by might or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. This smaller number made the odds seem impossible from a human perspective, yet it was precisely what God intended. By doing so, he removed any possibility of Israel claiming victory through their own strength or numbers. The story teaches us a crucial lesson about trust and reliance on God's power in our lives, reminding us that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. 1 Samuel 17:47. This act of faith led to an overwhelming sense of unity and purpose among Gideon's 300 men. They were not just warriors. They were chosen vessels through whom God would demonstrate his power. Each soldier had to fully commit to the plan, knowing that their obedience and trust in God were paramount to their success. This unity and faith are what ultimately led to their miraculous victory. With only 300 men, Gideon followed God's unique strategy for battle. Armed with trumpets, empty jars, and torches, they surrounded the Midianite camp by night. At Gideon's signal, they blew the trumpets, smashed the jars, and held up the torches, creating the illusion of a vast army. The Midianites, in their confusion and panic, turned on each other and fled. This extraordinary victory, achieved without conventional weapons, underscored the supremacy of God's plans over human wisdom. This unconventional warfare, orchestrated by God, demonstrated his supreme control over the situation. It wasn't the strength or number of Gideon's men that secured the victory, but their obedience to God's unique plan. This story serves as a powerful reminder that when we trust in God and follow his guidance, he can achieve the impossible through us. The victory over the Midianites was not just a military triumph, it was a supernatural event orchestrated by God. The Midianite army, which was like locusts in abundance, fled before Gideon's 300 men, Judges 7:12. This miraculous outcome showed that God's power is made perfect in our weakness. It also served as a powerful testimony to the surrounding nations of Israel's unique relationship with the Almighty. The victory over the Midianites was not just a military triumph, it was a supernatural event orchestrated by God. The Midianite army, which was like locusts in abundance, fled before Gideon's 300 men, Judges 7:12. This miraculous outcome showed that God's power is made perfect in our weakness. It also served as a powerful testimony to the surrounding nations of Israel's unique relationship with the Almighty. This victory brought peace to Israel for 40 years during Gideon's lifetime. It demonstrated that when God's people are faithful and obedient, he can deliver them from any oppression. The story of Gideon is a timeless reminder that no matter how great the odds against us, God is greater still. He can bring victory in the most impossible situations. This victory is a testament to the fact that God delights in using the weak to confound the mighty. The small band of 300 men were not heroes by their own strength, but were made mighty by their faith in God. This truth echoes throughout the scriptures, reminding us that God's strength is perfected in our weakness. As we trust him, we too can witness his miraculous interventions in our lives. The story of Gideon teaches us several important lessons about faith. First, God often chooses unlikely people to carry out his plans, just as he chose Gideon, who saw himself as the least in his family. Second, God may ask us to do things that seem illogical or impossible, as he did when he reduced Gideon's army. Finally, true faith requires us to step out in obedience, even when we don't fully understand God's plan. These lessons are applicable to our lives today. We may feel inadequate or overwhelmed by the challenges we face, but like Gideon, we can trust that God is with us. He equips those he calls, and his strength is sufficient for every task. As we walk in obedience and faith, we will see his power at work in our lives. Faith often requires us to let go of our own plans and trust in God's wisdom. Gideon's journey from doubt to faith is a powerful example of how God transforms our weaknesses into strengths. When we rely on God, we can achieve far more than we could ever imagine on our own. This story encourages us to embrace God's calling with confidence, knowing that He will guide and empower us. Gideon's story also highlights the importance of unity and cooperation among God's people. The 300 men who stood with Gideon were united in their purpose and obedient to God's commands. This unity was crucial for their success. In the same way, we are called to stand together as the body of Christ, supporting one another and working towards common goals. Unity in the church and in our communities amplifies our impact. When we are united in faith and purpose, we reflect God's glory to the world. Let us strive to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, Ephesians 4:3, knowing that together we can accomplish great things for God's kingdom. This unity is not just about working together, but also about mutual support and encouragement. In a world that often promotes individualism, the story of Gideon reminds us of the power of collective faith and action. By standing together, we can face any challenge and achieve extraordinary outcomes for the glory of God. The ultimate lesson from Gideon's story is the importance of trusting God. Even when the odds seem stacked against us, we can have confidence that God is in control. He is faithful to His promises and powerful to save. As Proverbs 3:5-6 reminds us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Trusting God requires us to relinquish our fears and doubts, embracing His plan with open hearts. Gideon's journey shows us that even when we feel inadequate, God's strength will carry us through. When we put our trust in Him, we can experience His peace and assurance, knowing that He is working all things together for our good. This trust extends to every area of our lives. Whether we are facing personal struggles, family issues, or professional challenges, we can rest in the knowledge that God is with us. His promises are true, and His love for us is unwavering. By leaning on Him, we find the courage and strength to overcome any obstacle. The story of Gideon and his 300 men is a powerful testament to the miracles that can happen when we place our trust in God. From a humble beginning filled with doubt to a miraculous victory against all odds, Gideon's journey reminds us that God's plans are higher than our own. When we follow His lead, we can achieve the impossible. As we reflect on Gideon's story, let us be encouraged to seek God's guidance in every aspect of our lives. Let us embrace the challenges we face with faith and courage, knowing that God is with us. And let us always remember that no matter how daunting the odds, with God, victory is always within reach. Thank you for joining us today on Bible Glow. If you found this story inspiring, please subscribe to our channel and leave your questions and comments below. We look forward to exploring more incredible stories of faith with you. God bless.